I'm C.J. Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, here with Josh Trinneri, and he is the Executive Director of the Indiana Pork Producers Association. Let's talk about Senate Bill 193. First of all, tell us what the bill is, who authored the bill, and why the bill just doesn't make sense for Indiana pork producers.
Yeah, sure. So we've seen different iterations of this bill coming from Senator Niemeyer over the past several years. And what it stemmed from is a controversy in his district originally having to do with a large dairy coming in. And so there was some, you know, neighbors that had concerns, or, you know, people living adjacent to the dairy had some concerns in that local area when it was moving in. And so one of the things that happened during that process, which is perfectly appropriate, is that IDEM hosted a public meeting up there. And those tend to be useful because it's a chance for IDEM to delineate between, hey, here's what IDEM regulates at the state level, and here's what happens, you know, as far as siting and everything else at the local level. So the locals understand, you know, who to push back on for what. And so those meetings are pretty handy. But what came out of that meeting at the time that Senator Niemeyer really focused on was the idea that on average our confined feeding operations get inspected about once every 5 years. So there's a couple of reasons for that based on the number of permits in the state, which is north of 1,600, and the fact that, you know, as a delegated authority state, there's relationships with EPA to contend with, and some of that it has federal grant money attached to it to help implement these programs. And so, you know, IDEM gets around to roughly 20% of the permits each year, and that satisfies their grant obligation so that they receive that federal funding. But the way it works, since there's no specific requirements, there's no statutory requirements for a 5-year frequency or anything else, but the reason that it works is because it allows IDEM the flexibility to determine, you know, who and where they're going to inspect. And so if there's higher risk facilities or follow-ups they need to do from violations or complaint-based violations, they can go out and do all those sort of at their discretion. And so our concern would be, especially, and we're very frustrated with the agency right now, because when they discuss the bill or when they're asked about it, they indicate that it won't have any fiscal impact on the agency. Even though essentially they're doubling their inspection frequency, they're saying they won't have to hire any new inspectors. So all I can figure is that they've got inspectors that aren't fully deployed, which is an issue in and of itself, or that they have fully deployed inspectors, but they're going to have to pull them off of some of these discretionary inspections, which are the ones we want them to do, in favor of meeting some blanket statutory requirement that's nothing more than a talking point. And so that's why we're frustrated.
In terms of this particular bill, Senate Bill 193, in years past, it's been assigned to the Senate Ag Committee. This year, assigned to the Environmental Affairs Committee, which Niedmeyer is the chair of, if I'm not mistaken. And it passed in committee on Monday. But from my understanding, no one testified in favor of the bill. No one showed up to say this is a bill that we need to pass into law. What are your thoughts when you have a bill like this, no one testifies in favor of it, and it just gets fast-tracked like this?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. I got to say, you know, I was there to testify in opposition, and I was incredibly surprised when he called my name first, because I've never been at a hearing where, like, the first testimony about a bill is opposition testimony. So yeah, it was kind of an odd situation, and you know, and there are some supporters of ag for sure on that, you know, on that environmental committee, and folks that have producers in their district, and you know, got to acknowledge Andy Zay for, you know, producers visiting with him about this bill, and him being willing to vote no on it, kind of understanding what the larger dynamics are. Really appreciate that. But there are other members of that committee, you know, that have producers in their districts too. But I think what it boils down to is that an extra inspection and the agency saying that it doesn't have any fiscal impact to them, and that makes it sort of a lower stakes thing to move. And I'm saying, you know, based on what our priorities for what we want IDEM to inspect, it's still an issue.
What can livestock and poultry producers do to show their support against Senate Bill 193?
Yeah, so this is a good time as it moves through the process and the bill gets considered on the floor of the Senate to reach out to your senator and say, hey, you know, this past reporting period for IDEM, there was, you know, in October to October is how IDEM does their violation tracking. And, you know, there's 6 water quality violations in our industry in a year's time out of north of 1,600 permits. And trying to double in the inspection frequency, those dynamics don't shake out to anything productive as far as I can tell. I think there's more beneficial uses, more environmental benefit you could do elsewhere by if you're going to reallocate IDEM resources. And I think you should just let your senators know that. The one thing I would like to remind folks of just generally is be proud of the fact if you're raising livestock, be proud of the fact that some of the manure that fertilizes your crops is something that you're generating at home at your own facility. You know, it isn't like a lot of other facilities that IDEM regulates. I mean, you're storing fertilizer there to be used as a replacement for commercial fertilizer that you'd otherwise have to buy. You know, a 4,000 head CAFO, which is a typical size in our state for hogs, I mean, based on current, you know, commercial nutrient costs, it's housing about $87,000 worth of manure at one of those facilities in a year's time. And so that's not something that a farmer is going to be flippant with. My point being, there are motivations outside the regulatory construct to manage these facilities appropriately. And at some point, you know, that should be considered too, you know, in the whole package as we consider this bill. So,
once again, Josh Trinneri, Executive Director of the Indiana Pork Producers Association. Once again, Josh, thank you so much for joining us here today here on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for the time today.